What up, H-Town? 97.9 The Box, Key West. We got the homie Life Jennings in the building. What's good, brother?
Man, freedom is good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out here. I'm back on the road, man. It all is well.
I want to know, man, what have you taken from the second time compared to the first time?
You know what? I think, you know, the first time you come in, you don't really have nothing. So going in there without nothing is, you know, it's not the best place to be. Mm. But at the same time, it's not so far removed from your regular life.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, going back the second time after you've created not only a way for yourself, but you've created a way for your family members. And then, you know, you have to respect stuff more and consider other people, because you being removed from the picture, you know, it pushes towards other people being removed from the mm-hmm. picture too.
Yeah. Who supported you the most during this time?
Probably my girl, you know. I mean, it just reopened my eyes again. You know, a lot of friends that I had, I used to take care of dudes. Like, you know, if you know, like, right. Jennings, when you see me, I got 20 with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's me.
Yeah.
Man, then not one of them 12, one of them, one of them 20. You know, when they was hitting me, they were talking, asking for stuff, man.
Right, right.
So it just is God showing you again that everybody that's wow. with you ain't with you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You find out really who has your back, man.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, cool, man. And you've been out for about 3 months now?
Yeah, 3 months, been home. 90-day travel plan, baby.
Back yeah. on the scene, man. What do you think you missed the most out of the time from your second trip, dude? Because it's been about, what, 2 years?
Yeah, two years. My kids, you yeah. know, that's number one, period. I miss nobody more than I miss my kids, you know?
Right. Absolutely, man. Now, what can we expect from Life Jennings going forward?
You know, actually, I got a chance to really to step out of the game and look at the game. You know, and I think I definitely want to keep on making the kind of classic music, you know, that I usually make. But I think it's just like you said, like, things need to be freshened up sometime. And sometimes you need to be pulled away to see that things need to be freshened up.
Sure.
And while I love doing what I do, I got to understand it's about the fans. So I want to just try some new things, some different angles. We're working on the records, you know, working with some different people, man.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Anybody in particular you're trying to work with coming up, man? Anybody that's kind of came up while you've been gone that you're like, ooh, I want to make some music with that dude?
I mean, I'm fans of a lot of people, man. Like, obviously the dude Drake, you know, of course I did stuff with Lil Wayne, but, you know, Lil Wayne is kind of in a different direction than he was when me and him did stuff.
Right,
love
right.
to do something like that. Common, Erykah Badu, you know.
And you said, I was reading your tweets, man, you said you're not a fan of mixtapes. Like, you like to go straight for the album.
Yeah, because, you know, to me, it's like, I know the game behind mixtapes. You put out a mixtape, you try and see what's going to float because
right.
you're scared to really just go ahead and rock with it. You know, and even though that's a business move, and I get it, you know, from a budget standpoint, but at the same time, man, I just like dudes that believe in themselves. Look at Drake. He put out an album that was a mixtape, and he was successful.
Well, you mentioned Drake, dude. He's got this beef with Chris Brown, man. It's kind of, it was a big mess a couple days ago. I just want to know, what advice can you give these young cats in the game to kind of avoid those situations, man?
I mean, you know, quit being so emotional about stuff. That's all I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I ain't saying that like I'm better than nobody, but I done lived, you know, the emotional part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, like, when a situation approach you, you know, you got to think about the people in your life, you know, because you're not just making the decision for you. Everybody that's tied to you, that while you climbing this ladder that's got strings attached to you that you pulling up with you, when you fall, you got 30 other cats that fall with you.
Man.
So you got to think like that, you know.
So you really just got to walk away from a situation like that and just kind of let it just be what it is, let it die down. And
yeah, but I also want to say now, in the middle of that,
yeah.
don't ever call the police now. Don't
well,
don't
yeah, you
do
know that.
That
happened, right?
I don't know what happened. I'm Life Jennings. That's them. That's those guys. But I'm saying,
yeah, that's
know,
that's what the word is, man. That I'm police did get involved, man. So that's how people's right. lives change, like you said.
Yeah, forget the career. That's how people get ruined. Yeah. You know,
that's real talk, brother. Well, what do you think about the whole controversy of rap and R&B going in the pop direction? You think that's where the game's headed?
I think the money is in pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I, you know, again, you know, anything what a cat do, if they ask me, is it good or bad? It, to me, it depends on your bottom line. If your bottom line is to get a whole bunch of paper, then yeah, she's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
If her plan is to get all the respect, then maybe not. You know what I'm saying? But again,
right, right.
It's her individual decision, you know, and I'm polished enough to accept her polish on her own individuality.
Right. It's a respect thing, man. You got to respect success at the end of the day, however you do it, man.
Right. She's sexy at the top or the bottom. So I'm in the middle looking at both of them. You dig?
I got you, man. So you do got a girl. You got a woman.
Yeah, I got a girl, man.
Yeah, she's the ride or die. Been there for you since, you know, from the get.
Years. Okay. Been there. Children, all of that, man.
Man, that's special, dude.
Don't do none of that.
What point were you like, man, I'm going to stop wilding out. I'm going to stop doing anything else I do on the side and just commit myself to one person. What was that time?
I can't exactly pinpoint the time. I mean, but, you know, when you're younger, you know, you tend to be looking externally. Even though you got somebody at home, everything that's fresh and new, you know, you're naturally drawn to.
Yeah.
But when you just take time and look what you got at home, and then you always got to ask it. Well, you always got to tell yourself that two things can't occupy the same space at one time.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? And in order to do anything, that means you giving up doing something else. So you got to ask yourself, if this new chick right here, she can do this, this, and this, but is it worth me losing what I already have? And if it is, go do it. But if it ain't, don't do it. But the big thing is you become grown when you ask yourself the question. You dig?
I'm working on it, brother.
Hey,
I'm getting there.
It's all right. It's all right, youngster. It's all right, you know? You're like, I'm trying to enjoy the time.
I'm trying to enjoy the time, too, man. I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my 20s trying to.
You have to. You have to.
You have to, because if you don't do it, then you're going to do it later on.
Right. Right. And you got to, in other words, you have to know what you have to find out what you're missing. You dig what
That's
I'm saying?
That's real talk, brother.
Right.
That is the truth right there. Mm-hmm. So what's coming up? What's the goals for this year, man?
Goals for this year, we're going to get y'all another album. It's going to be sick. Like, I wrote a lot when I was inside. You know, my fame come from coming from the joint. You know, I did 10 in the joint. I come with an album that I had wrote in the joint. You know, back to the joint, had a lot of time to myself, and I got a whole nother album of stuff just like that, you know. So definitely put out an album and get back on this road.
You know, speaking on that, dude, actually, you know, with Pac being his birthday, I remember he said that when he got locked up, it was hard for him to be creative. Was that the same situation you dealt with when you were writing?
I think Pac wrote about the streets, and so obviously with him being disconnected from the streets, it was disconnection.
Sure.
But me, I write about, you know, emotional stuff, you know, what a cat is going through mentally more so than physically.
Right.
So it actually helped my creativity because I can think and pinpoint what went wrong and why it went wrong, you know?
Yeah. No, it's deep, man. Well, yo, dude, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
It's good that you're back, dude. I know a lot of people missed your music, and they're just glad that they get to see Live Jennings again, man.
Word up.
It's gonna be cool, man. Arena Theater with Joe.
Joe.
By the way, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Happy Father's Day weekend.
You got kids?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Kid yourself.
No.
So.
I'm the one buying the gift, not getting the gift yet.
That's what's up, though.
I got to take the small piece of chicken still, so I mean.
But you know what? Some people don't even got nobody to buy a gift for, man. So even that's a blessing, you know?
You know? So,
it's
hey,
real tough.
I'm just thankful I got that situation, man. So.
And you got a long career. I see it in you, man. You know, just keep on playing that Life Jennings.
What's the new one, man? What's that one song we need to be looking out for, dude?
Man, I got this song called Boomerang.
Boomerang, okay.
It's about how you treat a woman. You break her heart and all that, then you find yourself in a relationship you really want, and that chick do the same thing to you. You
know Scandalous, right?
Right.
Okay.
Boomerang.
No auto tune.
Nah, no auto tune, man.
Well, yo, man. Hey, dude, enjoy H-Town, bro. Hopefully you get to grub a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Help that Papa Do's one time.
Oh, they was just talking about Papa Do's. Why you didn't say that?
Papa Do's. Oh, you cannot leave H-Town without eating, bro.
You're
going to have to come back intentionally just to eat.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave okay. Full.
Y'all better cater.
We need to get you full, man. We need to roll you out of H-Town, man. You might roll in out of H-Town. You didn't come to H-Town.
This guy trying to get me fat.
He's trying to supersize you, man. Hey, good to see you, brother.
Good
Live
to see
Jennings.
You too,
appreciate
man.
You, man. And you're on Twitter, too. What's your Twitter name?
My Twitter is LifeOnline4. Is that it? Yeah, LifeOnline419.
Is that Twitter? Is the Twitter thing new to you, right? I mean, because that wasn't around before you went in.
I mean,
it kind of was, but it kind of wasn't, though, right?
I mean, but I be on it. Sometimes people be on it for me, honestly, and then sometimes I be on it. You know what I'm saying?
How do we know when it's you? You got a little quote, or do we just got to read the tweets and be, oh, damn, that was a real tweet?
Just hit me and ask me, is it me? Because like, it's illegal.
Hey, Life, is that you, dog?
Yeah, that's me, dog.
All right, Life. Hey, appreciate you, brother, man.
I appreciate you, too, partner.